Like Fact Weekend continues now, I'm Audrey Nowakowski. April is National Poetry Month, and one Milwaukee student is celebrating in the Big Apple. Pashaya Bowens, a fourth grader at La Follette School on Milwaukee's north side, is one of 15 students from across the country selected for the America Scores National Poetry Slam. Bowens won the America Scores regional competition this year, and Lake Effect's Rachel Morello spoke with her and her coach Jennifer Taff about their upcoming trip and Bowens' newfound love of poetry.
Pashaya, I am pink blood because it sparkles just like me. I am a giraffe because my mom says I'm so tall. I am Friday because I finally get to go to sleep and play the game with my brother. I am an all-star shoe because they come in high top and low top depending on my mood. I am proud that I have family and friends who take care of me. I am the sound of birds chirping outside of my window that helps me calm down when I'm hurt. In 20 years, I will be in college getting my education. That's how I can make the world a better place. Proud, protected, and passionate. I am Pashaya.
Ooh. Good job. Very nice. Now, you wrote that whole thing, right?
Yeah.
The first part, you said something about sparkling, right? What's that?
When I wear something pink, it makes me sparkle.
Is that your favorite color?
Yes.
What about, I heard something about a bird outside your window.
Yeah, because sometimes I feel down. That's when I go outside and I hear the birds chirping.
The other part I heard was something about getting your education.
Yeah, I want to go to college and I want to be like a police officer.
A police officer? I would have thought you said a poet. Have you always liked to write poetry?
Yes, when I was a little kid.
How old were you when you wrote your first poem?
I was five.
Do you remember what it was about?
It was about my grandma.
What else have you written poems about?
About my sister and brother.
Have you shown them some of your poems?
Yes, I practiced to my mom, my brother, and my sister. My sister, she just said she liked it, and my brother, he don't say nothing.
Should we ask your teacher some questions, and then we'll come back to you? Yeah? Do you mind telling me your name and how you're involved with America Scores?
Absolutely. My name is Jennifer Taff, and I'm actually the school social worker here at La Follette. And then I've been working with America Scores for, this is my third year, being a coach, both for the soccer aspect and also the literary aspect. It's a great marriage, actually, of literacy, working with the kids. They can express themselves through poetry. And then opposite days, we have soccer, and we incorporate ideas of teamwork and the concept of family and taking care of each other on the team as with our fellow team members. And then we go to soccer games every week against other schools here in MPS that are hosting a Scores location.
Why literacy and soccer?
I know, it sounds like an odd combination. And when I first heard about it, I was like, okay. But the more we did it, we started with them in first and second grade. And at that developmental age, they're just learning how to express themselves and say what they're feeling. And this was a really great supplementary outlet for them to learn, a great opportunity. Thank you, Pashaya, for them to kind of pick up on that. And then as we're progressing, now that they're a little bit older, their literacy skills are a little bit more, they're able to physically put that to words and on paper. And not only has it been great for them individually and personally, you know, for their social emotional development, but it's also made them great leaders in the school building during the day, because now instead of being upset about something and just having a fit or, you know, having a little bit of a tantrum, they can physically now say, because they have learned outside of school, outside of home, they had this other program helping them to articulate their feelings. And then when we're on the soccer field, it's easy to get frustrated. You know, soccer kids, we fall down a lot. They get tripped a lot. They get kicked on accident. And instead of being upset that someone hurt them or becoming really defensive about that situation, we have now facilitated an opportunity for them to articulate what they're feeling, to speak it, to say it, to encourage each other, or to say, hey, that hurt my feelings. And we're just developing a really well-rounded, emotionally aware kid.
The reason why I like soccer is because when people fall down, we can also help them. And when people lose games, it's not about winning. It's about having fun. Mm-hmm.
That just makes my heart so happy. You know, I really like to stress that your soccer team, that's your family. You got to take care of each other. The soccer part is great, but the character refinement and growth in these kids is phenomenal. So,
tell me about this trip.
We are going to New York. We are going to spend 3 days. We're going to go see a show, have go to a pizza party, eat with fancy people and stuff.
Are you going to do any kind of reading, or are you going to recite that poem that you just practiced?
Yeah, I'm going to recite the poem that I just practiced for everybody in the theater in New York.
Does it make you nervous to think about doing that?
Yes.
What is the benefit of being able to take a trip like that for you guys and for the school?
I get to express my feelings, and I can see how the world is outside of Milwaukee. This is my first time being on an airplane.
She's got so much to say and so much to offer the world, and for her to be able to do that on the biggest stage in the whole world of New York City, I'm just so excited and proud for her that can just let her know the world is bigger than Milwaukee and she can do anything. She's capable of anything. So if nothing else, I hope she walks away with that.
Do you have anything you want to say?
Thanks for encouraging me, Miss Taff.
That's so sweet of you, Pashaya. I love you, honey. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Pashaya Bowens will compete in the America Scores National Poetry Slam on Monday, April 11th in New York City. She and her coach, Jennifer Taff, spoke with Lake Effect's Rachel Morello.